7 PM kusvikana 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa.
A very good evening to you. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June the 9th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about COVID-19 and some projects that are being implemented in Zimbabwe by people living in the diaspora.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that 6 people died from COVID-19, while 83 new cases were recorded countrywide. This brought to 39,321 confirmed cases, including 36,756 recoveries and 1,617 deaths. To date, a total of 689,397 people have received their first dose of vaccine against COVID-19, while 389,412 have received their second dose. The government announced yesterday it is expecting 500,000 more doses of vaccine by Tuesday next week.
There are also reports that the government turned down a donation of 3 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Authorities say they are not prepared to deal with the refrigeration requirements and possible side effects. But critics also point to politics as the reason behind the government's decision. Zimbabwe plans to vaccinate 10 million people in order for it to achieve herd immunity.
We are also going to discuss with the Zimbabweans in the diaspora who are doing everything they can to assist their communities back home. Some have built clinics, some schools, and some even drilling boreholes, and a lot more. Takanzwa nezuro guru kutara zvoburiswa pamashoko amai Monica Mutsvangwa vachizivisa kuti hurumende iri kutarisira nhomba inokwana kuita 500,000 kana kuti mazana mashanu ezviuru zvichinzi ingangosvika munyika nemusi wechipiri svondo rinouya. Panguva imwe chete tiri kunzwawo kuti hurumende yakati akwete kunomba Johnson and Johnson vachiti havana nzira dzinotikodzera kuti inge ichichengeteka dzavangatarisa dzenyaya dzerefrigeration kuti machengetero acho havana kunzira dzekuti dzingachengetedzwa asi vamwe vanoona nezveutano vari kufunga kuti aiwa panongonange paine zvematengerwo enyika zviri kuita kuti hurumende inge ichiramba kutambira nhomba yejohnson and johnson nekuti panyaya yekuchengetedzeka zvinongodiwa nenhomba yesinovac kana sinopharm ndo zvimwe chete nezvinongodiwa panhomba yejohnson and johnson vamwe vanoti hanzi inoda 2 to 8 degrees saka inongokwanisa kuchengetedzeka mafiriji emudzimba dzese dziri nhomba nhatu asi hurumende iri kuti aiwa haina zvikwanisiro zvinoita kuti inge ichichengetedza nhomba iyoyo zviri kunzi nevamwe zvinogona kunge zviine chekuita nezvematongerwo enyika tichatarisawo nyaya hombe iri kusimudza nyika takanzwa mazuva apera hurumende ichizivisa kuti diaspora kana kuti vari kunze kwenyika vakapinza munyika mari yaidarika bhiriyoni yemadhora mugore rapera irori zvichireva kuti idanho hombe kwazvo rebandiko rezveupfumi riri kuchovhwa nevana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika asi havasi kugumira pakutumira mari chete vari kuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana zvirongwa zvakasiyana siyana kuvaka makirinika kuvaka zvikoro kuchera mabhohoro kuendesa vana kuzvikoro nezvinhu zvakawanda maprojekti akawanda zvirongwa zvakawanda zviri kuitwa nevana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nzvimbo dzangachitaurwa nemumwe wangu naGibbs Dube uko vamwe vari kutoita mabasa akasimba anonge achifanisa kunge achiitwa kana nehurumende kana nemamwe masangano mahombe asi vana venzvimbo idzodzo vari kungobatana voita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo takanzwa vamwe vari kuhwirisha uko vachiumba chikwata chakavaka kirinika yakaparurwa mazuva achangopfuura mabasa ese ari kuitwa nevana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika ndo nyaya dzatichataura nadzo pamusoro pezvadzo idzodzo hatisi kugumira kumaprojekti iwayo chete kana misha chaiyo tinokurudzira kuti vanhu vavake people should also build their homesteads gifts nekuti rimwe zuva uchadzokera kumusha unenge uine pekusvikira zvakare so we encourage people to do that by discussing these issues we are meant to inspire others thank you Gibbs.
Yes, our first guest is Mr. Pangisani Ncube. You know, he is one of the people who is actually working on a project in Somnene, and that is Somnene Clinic. So welcome to the program, Mr. Ncube.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. So give us your take on, or let me say, tell us exactly what you're doing down there in Somnene, just briefly.
Oh, okay. 6 years ago, as a community or the community got together and they raised that there's a need for the clinic. Then they involved us, especially in South Africa. And then that we got together, we spoke to the community and we came up with a situation that the solution is for us to fund ourselves because the government doesn't have the money to actually build the clinic for us. We therefore started from there. People were just pledging, donating whatever that they could. But as we speak right now, we have managed to put up three structures for the clinic. One of them's got roofed, it's roofed already. And the other two, the roofing is there, but we haven't put up the roof yet. So, so far, so good. We're getting a good response, especially after being on your show. We're getting good response and a lot of other people that are interested to assist us. I anticipate that in the next three weeks to 4 weeks, we might get one of the big guys joining in. there is someone who's sort of lingering that they might get in another private company, but it's a big one. If it comes through, then things will be okay. So far we have Dr. Pule, who's working in Australia. But his father is from the area, so which makes him from the area as well. He's been helping us a lot, and then currently has donated $1,000 towards the borehole. And then got another organization that I've sent you the letter, Mr. Dube, that is has pledged that they're giving us $1,000 on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 13th. So I think we can talk more about them after they've arrived and they've given us the money. But they've already given us a letter that will give us $1,000 towards the borehole. So as we speak, we've got $2,000 set aside for the borehole. We're just asking to get more money for us to do the borehole. As far as the clinic is concerned, we I'll say almost 90% done on the clinic structure.
Mm-hmm.
The missing stuff is we need to build at least three cottages for the nurses and doctors. At the same time, we need the perimeter fence for the yard so that everything can be secure. So those are the items that we basically need. But in all, I can say that we are almost there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Chonga.
Yes, Mr. Ngube, I've heard from some Zimbabweans in the diaspora who talk of interference from people in authority, be it politicians, chiefs, crowheads, and all this. Are you facing any problems in going ahead with your projects?
Look, I think we're a bit lucky in our community because our area is plots, so it's private properties, sort of. So we're not your ordinary rural area community. So there is that. We don't have, like, for example, we don't have a chief in the area or SEPO. We've got councillors. So we in that way, we don't have that the local issues. On the political side, we had a bit of a problem, but if you after digging and trying to see where the problem came from, we discovered that it was more of the beliefs that this one is pushing for this party, this one is pushing for this party. Or if we push it, that means we are actually putting more power to this party, and et cetera, et cetera. But in reality, we never really had an issue on our side. It was just rumors that caused the problem. I've explained to Mr. Dube earlier that we had to have a meeting after that meeting to clarify everything and to make sure that everything is transparent, and promising people that everything will be transparent. We never had a problem. Instead, I can say that our councillor has been very active and helpful on the project from the start. So whatever that we needed, we need from the municipality, he runs and goes to Plumtree and try and help us. I mean, unfortunately, as we all know, the council or the government doesn't have the money, because if they had the money, we wouldn't be talking about building a clinic in the first place. So if you understand that, then your expectation as well is low. You know, you don't have that high expectation from the government or from the municipality. But I think with the situation which we all know, I think they've done very well. They've done well, very well. The council has done very well. And fortunately enough, we've got a young MP who happens to be a minister at the same time, who understands the problem. So it was the first time that, because there's this fund which is from the district. I think it's a constituency. I'm not sure what's the right word for it, but mm-hmm. We actually got some funds. Like the roofing that I'm talking about was actually came from the municipality/government. They are the ones that bought the roofing for us. And as we speak right now, they've given us an engineer who's there. They've given us an engineer for 2 weeks to help our builders to make sure that whatever we build, because remember, the builder that we're using is the local guys there, and they're not getting paid. So they brought us an engineer to make sure that everything is done properly, to avoid a situation that when we think we are done, then they come and demolish.
Thank you so much. And also thank you so much for employing locals. That's creating employment at the same time, Gibbs.
Yes, yes, certainly. We also have another guest here, and that is Mr. Jesse Moyo. He comes from Gwanda, Gwanda North. Mr. Moyo, welcome to the program, sir. Can you hear me, Mr. Moyo? Moyo, I think he's got some little bit of issues there. So we're going to come back to him. Let's bring in this gentleman who is always here, you know, for every good reason. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, Choga, go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, how are you doing today?
No, I'm fine. Thank you, and we are enjoying this sunshine this side.
Like you here, it's a bit cloudy, but very, very humid.
Wow, we wish we could see that some of the heat back home, they are freezing there.
Yes, that's the problem. Now we have to send blankets too.
Yes.
So, Dr. Mavaza, we are discussing about communities, those in the diaspora, helping develop their communities back home, and also at the same time creating employment. But in some areas, there are issues of political interference. What's your take on this?
Firstly, you see, there is always a problem with political interference. The political interference is not caused by a particular party, but by very ignorant people. They might be members of any party. They might be members of the ruling party. They might be members of, actually, they are mostly members of the ruling party, but they are the ones who believe that they are powerful, and therefore they put all the progress backwards. But they don't do it on behalf of the party. They'll be abusing the name of the party. The reasons why this happens is because they feel like if somebody comes with a good project, their name is being taken from them and given to the guy bringing a project. So it's a sheer jealousy and insecurity in their positions. So most lazy members of parliament who are doing nothing for their communities are the ones who try to stop anybody from doing anything in his own area. What we believe in, Jonga, is that there is what we call the torch of memory. The torch of memory is in the hands of the diaspora. These people, they commemorate but promise a better future for others. They promise a better future for those. We know, why are we saying the torch is in the diaspora? That's why we can get an extra penny. We can save enough to help the community. I would like to say, to thank Nube for what they are doing, helping building the clinics and other areas. We have got a lot of people in diaspora here in England who are having so many projects. We are providing football kits, uniforms, and sports equipment for primary schools in different areas. We've got people here in diaspora, especially the ZANU-PF youth in England, who are sending computers to schools. And they are sending these computers to any school without any affiliation, because the schools are not for the party. So, and we've got some other people who are not political at all, who are building, we are helping building clinics in other areas, and some have bought ambulances and sent them home as donations. Some have bought clothes just to say, these clothes are for this area. And some are sending hampers of food every month for most deprived areas. So we've got a lot of, here in England, we've got over 42 different individuals and groups who are doing projects back home and sponsoring those projects. Actually, I would want to encourage Nube, probably if we can get in touch after the program with Nube. When you employ the people in your area, I would encourage them to give them something. Nube said because they're not paid, but I think it would be very good to create employment if they are paid. Diaspora can, because definitely, Jonga, if I get £50, from England and send it to Zimbabwe, I could pay three people who are building per month. Not a full salary, but an allowance enough to get them going. So I would encourage that let's not just give them clothes and make them work. Let's even provide their food. Let's provide their allowances while they are working, so that we can encourage many people to work. And I really want to embrace what you have said, Jonga, and in your introduction, that we publicize these things so that we encourage others. And actually, I've learned a lesson out of it, and I will encourage the groups who are here in England to get in touch with you guys and tell you what programs they are doing, how far they've done. We've got, actually, as we speak, over 1,000 computers which are about to be shipped to Zimbabwe in a week or two. I will direct it to the guys who are doing it, and those are going to different schools. And the point is, they are not going on a ZANU-PF ticket. They are going on Zimbabwean diaspora ticket. They are simply helping our schools. Our children in those schools don't vote. They are below 18. So we are not doing it for votes. We are not doing it for anything else. But in conclusion, not in conclusion, but in a further comment, it is shameful for any person politically to stop people to contribute, to do anything in the country in the name of the party. ZANU-PF is not anti-establishment. Those people with anti-establishment terrorism, which is always after putting people down and for them to be seen up, believed in one thing, Gibbs, to say, if you want to rise, you must rise on top of those who have risen. If you put a man down, you don't go any further in your way of going up. So in short, yes, it is a shame and embarrassment for those who are disturbing people from developing their areas.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Ubaba Ujust Moyo. Babu Moyo, sawamukela kuhlelo baba. Yeah, Babu Moyo, we are sizwa yini boss?
I'm on my headphone.
Yeah, Babu Moyo, asikuzwa. Kunjani moyo? Siyakuzwa kodwa wena kungani awusizwa? Yeah, kungazani ule nkinga lapha. Wathi ke siye kubaba uRafael Mthombeni, sasibuyela futhi kuye uba umoya. Jonga sasilo baba uRafael Mthombeni khonapha ecingweni. Baba Mthombeni, kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila buti, kunjani?
Kunjani, akusitshele kancane ngeintuba projects, ngesiNdebele ngamafitshane langesikhiwa ngamafitshane.
Well, intuba is a non-profit organization. Esizabantu kakhulu nxa ukhangela ngezo ukulima ukuthi abantu bathole ezokulima intuba yikho esebenza ngapho iyancedisa izakhamizi iyafaka abantu ndawonye babe ngama-groups ibisibancedisa ngama-grants ukuthi baqalise ile system yayo eyibiza ngokuthi yi-raised beds and bucket drip irrigation system. Leo system ikhanya sibili i-system eyisikwapulo sibili ukuthi nxa uyibambe kuhle loba kuthiwa bayakukhunkula uyavuna kuphela khonapho kuleyo ngadi. Yiyo intuba ke leyo ifuqa khona lokho. Siyancedisa ngama-drip lines, sigebhe imgodi, ama-water wells, to some of the communities abakhanya bezimisele, bechuchiseka ukuthi benze lawo ma-projects. Yiyo intuba yona leyo. I've just said Intuba is a non-profit organization that is helping the needy families in Southern Africa with agriculture projects. We do agriculture projects. We teach new concepts of planting, and we help some of the communities with water wells. We dig water wells for some of the communities because gardens go with water. If a community is eager to learn and eager to do the community, it does Intuba come in with some grants to help that community. We don't have any individual help, but we do have group help where the communities come together and form a cooperative or a group with a structure, and then they operate from there. And that helps to reach many people because, like, say, if each village home has 7 people, by 10 people, that is 70 people who can benefit from that garden, and the water well is open to the whole community, not the garden members only.
There you are, Jomba. So I think we can hear how they are doing things. And let's bring in Mr. Teoma Vinga. I think you mentioned that the project that they wanted to do, but there were some challenges or something like that. So go ahead, Jomba.
Vama Vinga Magadi.
Nopara Magadi, Va Academy, Nava Duve, Namuese.
I want to apa kuchirongwa vamavhinga tichitarisa basa rakanaka ramakaita mazuva apera kuwirisha uko kwakavakwa klinika nekushongedzwa saka kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri kuti basa iroro zvii zvakaita kuti musvike pakusimudza klinika nekuti vakawanda vanongofunga kuti zvinhu zvinofanira kuti chitwa nehurumende nemasangano mamwe akazvimirira anenge ari makuru pamwe nemamission kana kuti nemakereke.
Hongu vakandemiri takaona kuti sevana venzvimbo yeWirisha hatingangopeti maoko tichiona matambudziko anenge achiwira nzvimbo yedu nekuti pachishona zvinonzi ziva kwawakabva. Saka takaona kuti tinofanira kutaridza kuti takarerwa takabuda munzvimbo tinofanira kuti tichidzorerawo nenzira yekubatsira. Pfungwa iyi yakanyanya kusimuka pakatanga kusimuka denda reCOVID-19 tichinzwa matambudziko anga ariko kumusha nyaya yekushayiwa zvikwanisiro zvekupfeka pachipatara magirovhosi kana zvekushandisa tikati kweteka kana tiri kumaremuka kwatiri kure uku tinofanira kuti tionewo chatingaite chekubatsira. Tiisewo roko tisangotaura chete kana kugunun'una kana kuchema asi kuti tibatanidze zvatiinazvo kanzatu kanzatu padiki padiki toita mukomberanwa toita mushandira pamwe tovaka chipatara totsvaga mishonga inodiwa totsvaga zvimwe zvakasiyana siyana takabva taona kuti tichishanda nevari pachipatara pakliniki yekumusha zvizhinji zvaidiwa asi zvakava nyore nekuti kana muchibata muri pamwe chete ranga riri shoko rimwe chete pamasaisai paFacebook paTwitter nepapi nemumaWhatsApp kungotaura kuti vana vekumusha tine dambudziko rakati uyo auyawo nepondo yake uyo auya nesuspensi yake uyo auya nechumi yake mari ichibatana ichipinda muhomwe imwe chete towirirana kuti totenga zvipi zvotengwa zvinodiwa tosimudzira kliniki yekumusha vanhu vofara nevari kumushawo vaibatsira nepavaikwanisa napo mumwe auyawo nebhagidhi rechibage mumwe apambudzi mumwe ati ini ndine ngoro yekutakura zvitinda kana kutakura matombo zvese izvozvo zvakasimudza mweya wekushanda pamwe chete mweya wekusimudza nzvimbo saka tinozvitenda zvikuru uyezve ibasa riri kuramba richienda mberi iko zvino zvakawanda vanhu vese vakungoti ngatiitei mushandira pamwe tishande semhuri tisimudze tive nesimba guru tisingacheuki zvakawanda tisingacheuki zvematongero enyika asi tichingotarisa budiriro yedunhu nekuti kana nzvimbo iine vana vakayamurwa vakasimukira vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana zvinofanira kuonekwa nebudiriro yenzvimbo iyoyo.
Vamwe tinonzwa vachitaura matambudziko anenge akonzerwa nekupindira kune kuchita vezvematongerwo enyika imi mune dambudziko iri ramakasangana naro.
Izvozvo takagara tataurirana ende tinogara tichizvisimbisa kuti zvakakosha kuti kana muchitaura nyaya yebudiriro yemusha zvematongero wenyika ngazvisare panze zvachose nekuti zvinokanganisa vanhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vamukirane vapinde mumapoka akasiyana siyana saka nyaya yataingotaura ndeyekuti kana uchinge uri muboka redu nyaya yako ngaingova yebudiriro chete uyezve nyaya yekuti kana muchinge mapuwa mari nevanhu shandisai mari zviri pachena zvinoonekwa zvisina chimwe chinongedzerwa chingavako nekuti dzimwe nguva vanhu vanopuwa mari voisa muhomwe kana kuti vopota vachinokora kana kuti vopota vachitenga kana kuti ingava 7 days nezvimwe hazvisi izvo saka ipapo panozobuda zvematongerwo enyika nekuti vanhu vanenge vakuda kuti vanokore saka takaramba takachengetedza homwe yemusha kuti iite basa rakataurwa munhu wega wega anenge achipa mari takataura kuti chero sendi chero chipenheti chaunenge wapuwa chinofanira kuti chionekwe mafambiro achaita kuitira kuti pashayiwe anogunun'una uyezve zvematongerwo enyika tikati kwete 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 ngazvirambe zviri kuseri kwejoo kunze kwemusha nekuti zvinokonzera nyonga nyonga nekusawirirana mukati memusha.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, I think now Mr. Chestimoyo is around, and maybe he says he can hear us. Let's get him into the show. Mr. Moyo, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. I come from Gwanda, north of Gwanda. The area is called Dambashogo. It's a community which doesn't have a clinic. Our clinics are a very long walk. It's so difficult for somebody who is in pain to travel all the way to the clinic. The nearest clinics are Gwanda Town, which you have to get a lift to go there. And then the other one is Siligwe, which is a long, long way. People use scotch cards to go there. You can't even walk there to get it to be attended to if you're not feeling well. We've got another one, which is in Stanmore. It's a long drive as well. You need to drive or you need to use a scotch card to go there and get treated. So we organized as a community to build our own clinic. The community is at the moment busy trying to do the bricks. We are waiting for the approval from the RDC, Rural Council Development, for the stand to where it is going to be built. So we are doing some bricks as we talk now. We are looking for some donations, for some gifts or anything, any kind of thing that can help us do the job, be it food, be it material. At the moment, people are just donating what they can. And the community, they are donating cement bags as per three families. They promote one bag of cement, which goes towards the making of bricks, because they want to make the bricks which are strong, the one from cement, not the one from the end hills. And then we have got our business community as well, who are helping as well. They are actually using their trucks to carry the sand, which is being used for bricks and water. We actually in contact with the local authorities, like, say, the council, and the Osopu, the headman around, to help us organize all these things. Our people are very much careful with the money, because we've done some projects before, like saying the computer for the schools. If ever any donations comes by, we are all recording everything that is coming through, and everything has to be accounted for, so that everyone who donates appreciates us and also is assured everything is going towards the development of our area. So we are actually looking to build a clinic, housing for the nurses or the doctors, whatever they can be. Then we are still waiting for the community to decide whether the clinic is going to be a private clinic or run by the government, of which I can't say what the thinking is going to be. But we are looking forward to have our own clinic, because we have got a long walk for the clinics.
Yeah, I'm going to send the bill. Utaba ngizwa ngisikiwa kubeke khona pho ke kube sobala ukuthi kwenzakala.
Yeah, ngisigabeni seGwanda eGwanda North, ungafiki eGwanda uvelela kobulawayo. Abantu sahlala phansi sakhuluma ngokuthi sibe neklinika yethu, ngoba emaklinika aseduze lathi akhatshana. In fact, akhuduze lathi asakhona akhatshana lathi. Enye iseStalmore, which is a long drive. Abantu bagada izinqola, kumbe nxa ulekwanisa ugada ibhasikili, but awungeke wanelisa ugada ibhasikili ungumuntu ozigulelayo. Enye ekhona iseSiligwe. Isiligwe ingumango omkhulu, ngoba vele akula indlela ongahamba ngaphandle ukuthi ugada inqola ungumuntu ogulayo. Enye ekhona iGwanda Hospital. IGwanda Hospital iyandelwa ngoba ngiye isigaba sonke. So ugcina usiba seklinika elayinini isikhathi eside. So abantu bacabanga ukuthi bazenzele eyabo eGwanda. Ukuthi okwamanje sisamenele u-RDC ukuthi azosiphegela ukuthi sakhe ngapi iklinika yethu. Izakhamizi zihlangene, ngikhuluma kanje, zitshaya izitina zesamende ezigcinileyo, ngoba bayadonda ukuthi basebenzise izitina zodaka ezesidudu. Okwamanje abantu bachaya izitina bachaya amasaka esamende ngefamily ngefamily imizwe emithathu ikhupha isaka elilodwa lesamende ukuthi bachaya izidina njalo kulama well wishers of course abafakayo izidina zakhona konke sikufisayo so silokucela ukubana kungaba labantu abangasiphathisa siqhubekisele umsebenzi wethu lo ongasiza isigaba ngoba abantu bathwele nzima abalandawo abahamba khona abanye abantu bagcina bezidlalela endlini sithi angikwanisi ukuhamba kumangila imali yokugada ngiyegwanda ngiyekwelatshwa so sisikhalaza ukuthi singazama ukuthi isigaba sethu singaba leklinika abantu babe nendlela ukuthi babonakale masinyane nxa bengezwa kuhle
siyakuzwa kakhulu umoyo sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungayikatshana sizwe ke ujonga lapho ukuthi uncube lokho esakhona lapha jonga uncube esikhase layo uhlelo so ke simuza ukuthi utheni mana kancane ngizama ukuthi mfake ubaba sizwe ukuthi uthini lapha I think lokhu zeni yakhe ingane yakhatheka ye nangijonga quiet jonga
yes thank you so much so Mr. Ncube what's your next project
okay like I said earlier at the moment we're trying to focus on the current project because it's not finished because like I said, we're almost 90%, I think, was somewhere there, done with the structure. But we still need to get some money to do the perimeter fence, to sort out the water issue, the toilets, bathrooms, all the stuff, and then the cottages for the nurses. So we haven't decided on the next project as yet. We know that water is going to be our next, could be one of the main priorities after this one. But now we focus on the solely on the clinic. At the same time, we starting now to ask for the medical equipment as well, because the clinic as a building on its own, when it's empty, it's not very much useful. So I saw your guest, the one that said, I think is in UK.
Yes.
The one that said you can communicate. I would like to have his details. I think we can link up and synergize. Probably we can come up with something there. So I cannot really say what will be our next project, but water is one of the priorities that we're looking at. But for now, we focus solely on the clinic.
Thank you so much. Also, many Zimbabweans might also want to hear from you and learn how you source for these funds and donations.
Okay, I think we did it in two folds. The people at home, the community themselves, they had to donate the bricks, I think 300 per household, and a bag of cement. And then us, out of the country, We try to communicate as widely as possible with everyone that is from the area and people that know us, our friends, our colleagues, even South Africans, people that know us, and we tell them about the project and we try to share as much information as possible. In that way, it encourages people to take part. One thing that I've learned over the years with these things is that people like to join something that is moving. People would like to take part on something that is a success. So when people see that you guys know what you're doing or you're doing it right, people are willing to contribute and donate. Like I was saying earlier, on our earlier interview with Mr. Spanda, when I said to him, if they give us £1,000 to make a huge difference. So people are willing to give if they see that something is happening. The people don't want this. People that are involved in projects with politics, regardless of which political party. So I think what I can advise is that do it as a community, stay away from politics, and be transparent to the community and to the rest of the members.
Thank you so much, sir. Gibbs, I'm not sure whether Mr. Mavinga is still
yes, he's still available. Let's take a lady for for a start, because people will say, why are they men only here? So let's hear from Nolwandle. I think Nolwandle's I think your link is just misbehaving. So anyway, let's hear Mr. Mavaza. Mr. Mavaza is still there. So go ahead, Tunga.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, ndofunga nerurimirwe chivanhu munga tsinira zvamambotaura paya panyaya yekuti vanhu vazhinji vanopinda mune zvematongerwo enyika mumaprojekti kana kuti muzvirongwa zvinofanira kunge zvichisimudzira matunhu avo. Tine vanhu vakawanda vanga vachiita zvirongwa zvekusimudzira matunhu, asi unozonzwa zvaakunzi aiwa, wakatanga chirongwa ichi usina kunge waenda kuhofisi kwakati kuti upiwe mvumo, asi unenge wambopiwa mvumo kana nekanzuro chaiyo, wozonzwa waifanira kunge uchienda kana kuhofisi kuHarare kana kuti mumwe akutaura kuti ini ndiri MP munomu. Chese chinofanira kunge ichiitwa, unofanira kunge uchiuya ndichichikomborera inini, kana kuti musi wekuvhurwa chaiko kwepurojekti yakuparurwa kunzi yapera, zvinonzi kana musina kundipa kuti nditaure inini, hapana chinofanira kuitwa. Ndakambotaura nemumwe ari kuUK akanga aisa magetsi kumusha kwake, pane kiriniki iri kumusha kwake, vakamuregera achisa magetsi kusvika magetsi abaka. Musi wekunge magetsi abaka, akazodaidza vakanga vari minister weenergy nguva iyoyo, munguva yehurumende yemubatanidzwa, ndokunge vaenda kuti vanoparura chirongwa icho chaasi verimwe bato rezvematongerwo enyika vakazvivharisa vachitaura kuti munoma hatidi kuona vanhu vebato rakati. Zvii zvamungataurira vana vezimbabwe vari kunzi nevari kumusha?
Maita zvakanaka vajonga. Iyo kana kuti example yamapa yekupedzisera iyi handingakwanisi kutaura pamusoro payo nekuti handiinzwisisi. Asi chandinotaura ndechekuti hongu dziriko dzimwe nhubu nharadada dzinenge dzirimo mukati mematongerwo enyika vanofunga kuti ndivo varidzi vemusangano. Musangano basa rawo ndirekuti vanhu vavandudzike, upenyu hwavo hubudirire. Asi kune dzimwe mharapatsetsetse dzinongofunga kuti idzo dzikadarikwa dzinenge dzashorwa. Kune vanhu vatingatiwo vajonga kubva muso vakazvarwa vachienda kuchikoro grade 1 kusvika grade 7 havana kumboenda pamberi pemutsetse kana kuita group leader zvake. Paanozotanga kupiwa kanzvimbo kadiki diki mumusangano ndovaya vanonetsa vanokonzera mirizhonga mukati umu. Hazvina basa kuti ndevebato ripi. Kana dziri nyaya dzekuvandudza magariro evanhu zviri kuitwa nevana vemumusha imomo, kazhinji vanhu vanongoita iya inonzi pachirungu transparency, kungotaurira varidzi vedunhu sabhuku namambo. Kana muriko vakachipatana chikuru kuudza mambo kuti mudunhu menyu toda kumbovakawo apa, opiwa pekuvakira. Kana muri kuda kuita renovate, munhu hamuchaenda kuna sabhuku, makuenda kune ari kumaneja the current clinic kuti odhari ndoda kuti tikupendere apa wokubvumirai. Kana muzvikoro isusu takavaka mabuildings akawanda, madzimba dzematicha, zvikoro zvakasiyana siyana, hatina kuita dambudziko maybe nekuti ndiri weZANU PF. Asi hongu takanzwa kunyunyuta kazhinji kuti kune vamwe vanorambidza vanhu nekuti vanenge vachiti vanhu vaya havana kuita sei, havana kuya kwavari. Iri harisi bumbiro remusangano weZANU PF. ZANU PF hairambidzi vanhu kubudirira. ZANU PF inoda kuti kana basa richiitwa riitwe nemazvo. Chinonetsa kana kuti dambudziko riripo ndechekuti kana mutungamiriri wedunhu iroro asingashande anonzwa kunyara kukuru kana kwazomuka vari kuita basa. Saka anobva afunga kuti basa rake raakutorwa. Ndovaya vanozomhanya mberi vorambidza vanhu kuita mabasa anenge achiitwa. Asi musangano wevanhu, musangano weZANU PF, haukurambidzei kuvandudza nzira dzenyu. Munongoenda kukanzuru mopiwawo authority yekuvaka pakuda kuvakira pacho, mosanganisawo vanhu vamwe chete. Uyezve kune madambudziko ekuti vamwe vanhu vanoti vanhu vavabatsire kuita basa kuvaka kana kugadzira nzira vochitozokubhadharai. Ivo vari kuno kudiaspora vanongotsvaga mari yesimende nei, asi vanhu vavashanda vachavabhadhara. Saka vanhu vanopesera vakuzonomanara manje kumisangano kwavo kana kumatare kuti akashandiswa mahara panapa. The concept yevoluntary work vazhinji vedu kumusha havana. Kumusha kana akati kunongedzera kuti first tidiri kupi ada kubhadharwa. Saka iconcept inoda kuti itotanga kudzidziswa kune vanhu kuti tinogona kubatsira vamwe vanhu, tinogona kuburisa mari muhomwe medu tikapa mumwe munhu watisingazivi. Tine waka wanda la jonga, damkoba Gibbs, warikuno ku England in particular, waka forma ma scholarship groups, tino wano badara wana zukoro, indine wano pfura nine wano badarina, warukuma universities, warukuma primary, ne warukuma secondary, ne ma colleges. And andiwa ziwa mwazena kana face dawa sana bonzoona. And kune wame wa grupa kasiana siana. Atito mbo kumbira munu, tino kumbira wina project yedi. Muna anungo pure reference. Ma WhatsApp groups mea kutineda mzuko na kadai. Isi toba tango edo ombe, toba ansira. Ndosa na boti paya, patatara tu kutanga paya. Kuti chinu chaka naka. Kuti zunenge zaitwa, zikashamba zwa. Sema shamba zero amaita pa program inoi. Sunina kutu wangu ya wanga waru kita basara umu chivande wangu depa chena. Tiko sangana. Nekutu charachi na achipuwa nye inda. Saka kakara chime takumba na tawandisa. Zunoti batisira kuti nyika yedi ino wanduka shakanaka. Daida kukupa example mchidimbu kuti mukatasa nyika. Zakaita se India. Ndia dwenya kupa se example. Waka kwanisa kuti. Varibu diaspora, wasponse ma programs akawanda, kune ma universities, akato wakwa ne diaspora. Kune wazinji, warikuno kudiaspora, waka waka zikoro ku Zimbabwe, asa waka waka zavu, zwanu badarisa wanu nema nipa msoro, zasiana ne wariku waka, kuti wanu wasinga kwanise kuenda kuchikoro, wawane mukana kuenda kuchikoro. Kuti ukabatira mwe nasi, achabatira mwe mangwana, kana ukabatira mwe mwengechele kumusha kwako, Warui waneta wa shoma. Nekuti mese mnenge mabudirira. Asu kata mbudira uruwega. Ndo paya paono zoti ndakali yengwa. Nekuti ndewega onongoru kumusoro. Walipaza saa wachanzi. Misisa kutu wakwira sei. Saka na wenda kutu wende kumusoro. Batira wakuzasi. Kuti mukwire mese. Kana iwa senda pa msoro soro. Awaku wengi. Wanuramba wachuku kuruzira wachuku batira. Kana kuro ya na kunopera kuwenga na kunopera. Kunanga na mugozi kunopera. So na andu kutu mchibimbu hongu. Ndoda kutenda wajinji, warukita mabazakasia na wariku Gwanda, warimu kujombe, wananube kwa waruko, waruku South Africa wese, kuwaruku ita maprojects, ekubatira murie Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now let's bring in Raphael Mtombeni. He's a reverend, he's a church minister, you know, as well. So I think our time is running out, but... he can maybe have one or two words, you know, in terms of what he's doing and how he's empowering the communities in different parts of Zimbabwe and Southern Africa. So particularly when we look at Zimbabwe, Reverend Mtombeni, so how many families have you assisted in these raised gardens kind of projects?
At the moment, we have 14 groups which are spread around the country in Zimbabwe, and we are going to be adding 10 in 2021, which is 24 groups. And if you look at the number of people that are covered in these, you are talking of say about 2,000-4,000 people who are benefiting from these water wells and the gardens that are spread around. And we are appealing for assistance, for help, because for any organization to move forward, it's only money that talks. If you have a heart for a project like what I mentioned, the project that helps a community, that empowers a community, not an individual, and a project that drills water wells for the community to have a permanent source of clean water, you can reach us at www.intuba.org, and you can just donate whatever amount you have. www.intuba.org, or you ungasibamba lapho usifakele imali leyo ongabe ulayo. ngokwasiza siye askethe imhlobo askethe indawo askethe bantu askethe ukuthi laba ngesikhonza labo laba ngasikhonzi labo laba ngabanje asisiza abantu in general njalo kasila border ukuthi sigcina lapha sisiya ngale sigcine ngapha sisiya ngale ikho ke laba bafisa ukuthi basincedise bakhululekile kakhulu isihlanganiso engathi imisebenzi iyaqhubeka iyahamba njengoba sisho sithi mina 2021 ukhanya uzaba muhle ukwedlula yonke iminyaka lokho esaqalisayo ngoba sizathola phose aba imgodi engu-10 esizayigebha lo nyaka ngo-2021, which is huge, very huge for our organization.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke uthi sibise ubaba uDeo Mavinga. Jonga, go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you so much, Gibbs. Mr. Mavinga, I wanted to ask whether you are running the clinic as a private project or you handed it over to the government?
Well, the clinic belongs to the community and is run by the Chivu Rural District Council in a way, but with a very strong community involvement. For our group, we have come together now as Wirisha Trust, so we came into a trust. So we are helping with what is needed, and we hope that this would be a workable arrangement to empower the community wherever they need support to ensure that this is a viable project, but with oversight from the Rural District Council.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
And let's bring in Mr. Justin Moyo to hear what they are going to do as a way forward. Mr. Moyo, go ahead.
Sizaqhubeka sicela uncedo ebantwini especially abantwana abasuka esigabeni sakithi labantu abafisa ukusincedisa bakhulekile usincedisa sisenza iklinika yethu leyi iklinika yethu leyi zasinceda umphakathi isigaba sisincedwayo isigaba esikhulu kakhulu abazi isigaba sakithi kuyabe kuyidambashoko eyabincedakala kule ndawo okuthiwa yinsindi njalo kule ndawo okuthiwa ishale idatata the part of emagedleni izasizakala kulesi sigaba so okwamanje sisalindele ukhulu u-RDC ukuthi azophega ukuthi siqale ukwakha iklinika yethu abantu bazimisele ukwakha bavuka ukusa kwamalanga besiyalungiselela ukuthi kwakhe iklinika ngokuchaya izitina becenta indawo
ye ufanele ngesilungu nje ngamafushane khonokho
We are waiting for the approval from the Rural District Council to start to build the clinic, of which we are looking forward for them to come and peg the stand where we're going to do it. The community as a large, you know, Dambashogo, there are some other communities around, which is Shale, Tatata, Makedleni, and Insindi. All these communities are going to benefit from the clinic. We are actually having the community getting up every day to go and prepare, making some bricks, prepare the land, which they are anticipating is going to be. So we are looking forward to start to build after the pegging from the RDC.
Thank you very much, Jonga. Let's bring in Mr. Ncube, maybe his last word before he leaves, you know. There he comes. Quite.
You won't believe, I'm not shedded.
Oh, sorry.
In South Africa, we've got low shedding, so it's dark. The power just went off. Yeah, but so right now, I think the gentleman just spoke now that they want to build a clinic. My brother, be strong. And be transparent and stay out of politics. It will work out. And then I would like to have maybe Mr. Dube, you can send me the contacts for the doctor in the UK so that we can communicate. And I also like to Intuba to get to know if people wants to contact them, not necessarily the people that want to help them with money, but the people that might need their help. How do they go about? I don't know if you can publicize that one. But coming back to our clinic, we'd like to thank you very much, your platform, and the fact that you guys keep coming and calling us to come on your show. It helps a lot, and please spread the word. We still need some money to finish up the project, but we are very, very happy, and there's a lot of progress. Next week, we'll have more to report on, and maybe we can post the situation on the site to give the people the feedback, because people saw the buildings when we started. I think they deserve to see where we are so that we can see how much impact we're getting from your show.
Thank you very much. And let's bring in Mr. Dr. Mavaza. Go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, Masho kwenye upelisera.
Thank you so much. Ndakutenda wose vanova kana kuti vari kunzwa vachiremerwa kuti vabatsire nyika yavo. Mwari ngavakomborere pese pavari. Ende ndoda kukumbirawo kuvazhinji vakateerera vane maprojects avari kuti inzwana akasununguka kubuda pachena nekuudza vamwe kuti pane zvamuri kuita kuti mugobatana makawanda. Pakupedzisira ndoda kuti kana kune anenge anetswa na MP kana chairman kana ani wemusangano upi zvavo, unobvumirwa kuti uende kunomhanara, kwete kumapurisa, unoenda panearest kana iri ZANU-PF, unoenda kuprovinsi yeZANU-PF iri padhuze newe, motara sare munhu wachona neproject yenyu nekuti ari kukunetsai musangano unodhila naye. Dzimwe dzinguva mapurisa angatya kutaura naye, asi chanenge akuivisai ndechekuti hakuna musangano unorambidza development. Kana development yarambidzwa, pane chamusina kuudzwa kana pane chinenge chaitika. Asi mukupedzisera, isu tinoti kana kunewo vane zvikoro zvinoda kubatsirwa zviri kuda mainfomu ebhora kana mabhora ekutambisa zvese, ndibatei kune vari kuno vari kutobvunzawo kuti muno chikoro chamunodawo here chiri kuda programu. Then Jafet Muparucha kana muchamuziva akambenga ari goalkeeper uya ane projekti yake yekutumira mabhora nemainfomu. Ende ari kutobvunzawo pafacebook pake kuti kana kune chikoro chisina kubatsirwa, mutsvage pafacebook kana kuti ndibatei ndikupei nhamba dzake mutaure naye anokubatsirai. Ini mukandibatawo tinotaurirana tingabatana pati. Uyezve mukoma Gibbs mupe vancube nhamba dzangu tigokurukuriranawo tigoona patingabatsirana kuti ruzhinji rweZimbabwe rubatsirikewo, nekuti kwatiri tirikutobatsirwa nemaropa evamwe. Saka dai
ndikuaaaaewo. Thank you very much. Joe Mavinga has got his last word. Mavinga, go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much, Studio 7, for this great opportunity and platform for us as Zimbabweans, mostly in the diaspora, to talk about development, back home, community development, empowerment, and working together. I think it's a very important initiative. It brings people together. It puts away polarization that comes with politics. So we really appreciate and will continue to raise the voice and to reach out and to ensure that ultimately there is genuine, long-lasting development. There are many disasters and there are many people who are stepping in to do something, and it's better when we do it as groups together, as communities, and when we have a platform and a voice that we get through Studio 7. So we really appreciate. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and maybe let's bring in Mr. Justin Moyo for his last word. So I'm trying to bring him in here, Chonga, so that he can have his last word. Justin Moyo, your last word, sir.
Thank you for giving us an opportunity to talk about our community clinic. We are hoping to build our community clinic as soon as possible, as we are granted the permission to. We are appealing for some help. Whoever wants to help us, can you help us? You can contact me. You can contact me through Studio 7. They can give you some contacts so that we can help us and then develop our own area as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And I think we've come to the end of the show, Chonga. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, Reverend Raphael Mtombeni of Intuba Projects, Teoma Vinga, who is a human rights lawyer, and we had Mr. Jesse Moyo, who he lives in Britain, and he comes from Kwanda North. We also had Mr. Pangasani Ncube, who is spearheading, is among those that are spearheading Somnene Clinic, the construction of that clinic. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemi, Chitrosana Rakari Mzurongwa, Nutevera, Mara Bakanaka, Tere, Nivatari.
Good night.